Greetings, friends. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program with Dr. Bob Teal. Dr. Teal, the news is getting worrisome in the Mideast. Can you shed some light on these recent pager explosions for us?
Now, on Tuesday, September 17, 2024, thousands of pagers or beepers exploded and affected people who were part of Hezbollah. Roughly 3,000 people were injured and many were killed. And basically, Hezbollah said they blamed Israel for this and said it's going to get its fair punishment for what it did. Now, they were already angry with Israel. Then the next day, on the 18th, walkie-talkie type things started to blow up. And Voice of America reported Hezbollah said Wednesday it would continue to fight against Israel in support of Hamas militants in Gaza, and that Israel should now await harsh punishment.
Having to wait for harsh punishment is pure torture in itself. It's like when your mother says, wait till your father gets home. Where did these pagers come from?
They seem to come from a European company that has a license from a company out of Taiwan called Gold Apollo. And Reuters reported that Hezbollah imported about 5,000 beepers several months ago. And they got this supposedly from this Taiwan company, but in reality, they're made by this place called BAC. It has a license to use its brand, but beyond that, there was no more details.
Why not use cell phones where you are certain of the manufacturer instead of using pagers?
Because they felt that with cell phones, their locations could be tracked. And that was one of the reasons that they wanted to use these beepers. Now, it was reported, quote, the Mossad, which is an Israeli group, injected a board inside of the device that has explosive material that receives a code. It's very hard to detect by any means, even with devices such as a scanner, according to reported by Israel 365 News.
Well, at least Israel 365 News seems to have a lot more information on these pages than Reuters report. Israel 365 News know who committed the attack?
Well, it says that the source of the attack is still unknown, but Israel typically doesn't comment on military operations outside its border. But also they mentioned the attack came just a few hours after Israel designated the halting of Hezbollah's attacks as one of its main war goals and announced it foiled an assassination attempt. Anyway, Israel 365 also said the spontaneous elimination of 5,000 enemy soldiers without the use of weapons is reminiscent of the sudden destruction of Sennacherib's army as related in 2 Kings 19, associated with Jerusalem and King Hezekiah. It says that night an angel of Hashem, or God, went out and struck down 185,000 in the Assyrian camp. The next morning they were all dead corpses. When Sennacherib rose the next morning, he found dead corpses in place of his mighty army.
Is Israel's 365 News drawing the conclusion that an angel of Hashem modified the circuit boards?
No, they think of some physical person like Israel. However, they quoted Rabbi Yosef Berger, who said that the victory was divine. Quote, we've been sending prayers up to heaven, and a message came down, albeit via beepers, and wiped out a huge chunk of Hezbollah's army. Now, of course, what happened, nothing like what happened with the Assyrian king Sennacherib and his army. We can read about this in 2 Kings, chapter 19, starting verse 32. It says, thus says the Lord concerning the king of Israel. He could come in the city or build a siege against it. I'm going to defend the city and save it. It came to pass, verse 35, certain night the angel of the Lord went out and he killed in the camp of the Assyrians, 185,000 people rose the next morning. There were corpses. So Sennacherib, the king of Assyria, departed, went away, returned home, remained in Nineveh. And it turns out when he was worshiping the temple of Nisroch, his god, a couple of his sons struck him down with a sword and they left. And so that was the end of him. But anyway, God did not send his angel down to make pagers explode and killed. This was not divine intervention. Now consider also that we see the addition of people in Lebanon, at least one Iranian and apparently multiple Syrians were also victims of this attack. Hezbollah is already angry with Israel. So what happens the next day? Walkie-talkies explode.
Wow.
Handheld radios in Lebanon detonated on Wednesday. And this killed at least 14 people and injured another 450, which increased what happened from what happened on Tuesday.
It goes without saying that you don't believe for a second that Hashem altered these radios. Give us some background information on Hezbollah.
Well, Hezbollah is a Shia Muslim organization. It was established in the 1980s by basically a Shiite power, which one of the reasons why it's connected to Iran, who funds it. It also has major political power in Lebanon. It's fought Israel before. It's believed to be one of the most heavily armed non-state military forces in the world. It's got an estimated 130,000 rockets and missiles. It also is believed to have some anti-aircraft and anti-ship missiles, as well as guided missiles, capable of striking deep inside the nation of Israel.
So Hezbollah has been around 40 years, is one of the most heavily armed non-state military forces in the world, and has over 130,000 rockets. In your opinion, Dr. Thiel, in the event Hezbollah brings harsh punishment to Israel, how will they accomplish it?
Well, they'll most likely rain a volley of bombs and missiles on them fairly soon. And those in Jerusalem, and not just the northern part of Israel, should be concerned. And I also believe that Iran and Syria would become more directly involved. In Isaiah chapter 22, verses 1 through 14, the Bible shows that God will allow something that appears to be an Iranian, Syrian, Southern Lebanese confederation to strike the nation of Israel. Right now, I think those nations are talking to each other about what to do. Now, Israel hopes between its Iron Dome and U.S. assistance, it's going to be able to handle the attacks. Israel's Iron Dome is part of a multi-tiered missile defense system that Israel has, which includes something called the Arrow, the Iron Beam, and David's Sling.
Then do you think Israel will succeed in avoiding this harsh punishment?
Well, in Isaiah 22, verse 9, says great damage is going to happen. It says, quote, "You also saw the damage to the city of David, that it was great." The city of David is Jerusalem. Now, this pager attack looks to also turn more of the world against Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Now, interestingly, there's some Roman Catholic writings or prophecies that sound kind of like this. For example, there's an abbot Herman of Lenhin. He died in the year 1300. He said, toward the end of the world, quote, "Israel will commit a terrible crime for which it will suffer death," end quote. And that's from a book, Catholic book of the Imprimatur. And here's another one from a Roman Catholic writer. It says, after the birth of Antichrist, there'll be various ones, but toward the end of the world, the Jews are to commit some atrocious crime for which they'll be greatly persecuted. And sometime this is going to happen after socialism, or basically after communism is broad.
Right, okay.
Now, when Hamas did its October 7, 2023 attack, that day I posted, quote, "A strong Israeli response may upset the world if its response is considered to be some type of war crime." And according to people like Edward Snowden, he referred to this pager matter as a crime, so of others. And others are reporting this is a new phase of war. And the United Nations actually adopted a resolution demanding Israel entirely pull out of the Palestinian areas within a year. Now, they've been planning kind of a final showdown for quite some time. And this is one of the things that could be one of the last straws to get them to do something. Now, of course, Israel's hoping they're just going to get rid of Hamas and Hezbollah by doing all this.
Mm-hmm.
But the head of Hezbollah said, "These massacres amount to war crimes or declaration of war, promising, quote, a crushing response from the axis of resistance." So it sounds like he's saying that Israel and Hezbollah are now officially at war.
Do you agree? Are Israel and Hezbollah officially at war?
Yes, I would say so. The last few days have been definitely a new phase of war. an expanded regional war. Now, I warned earlier this summer that there are timing reasons why we might see an escalation of regional war sometime during the summer. And by the way, the summer doesn't end until tomorrow. So that, to a degree, seems to have happened. We've got a new phase of this war. It sounds like a larger regional war. While Israel believes it's winning, it's also triggered concerns around the world, and likely Hezbollah's allies are planning really violent responses.
You say timing reasons. What timing reasons?
Well, if Jesus is going to return in 2031, I've expected some kind of a regional war would worsen and some kind of peace deal be proposed. And several responses and actions from Israel could have already been starting that this week. We know some kind of a peace deal is supposed to be confirmed. And for Jesus to come in 2031, because it's supposed to be 7 years after the deal of Daniel 9:26 and 27, we would expect to see that deal sometime, perhaps in the next several weeks. Otherwise, we might be looking at a different time. Anyway, getting back to the war, it's escalated even further. On the 20th of September yesterday, 140 rockets were launched from Lebanon. But then Israel went and they attacked Beirut. They killed a bunch of other leaders over there. And so we are seeing massive escalation. Now, the United States warned both Israel and Hezbollah not to escalate, but both of them are doing it. For example, here's a report from yesterday. The White House has warned both Israel and the Iran-backed Hezbollah group against escalation of any kind following this week's pager and walkie-talkie explosions. Okay, but it's still happening. And here's another news report from yesterday. The Israel Defense Force has entered a new stage of conflict against Iran's regional terrorist proxies. Defense Minister Yoav Gallant said before more explosions were happening. Says, I estimate we're at the beginning of a new period in this war, he said. The center of gravity is moving to the north. This means that we're moving forces, resources, and energy to the north. Hezbollah is not Hamas. We need to take this into account. We need consistency over time. This war, this is what he's calling a war, requires courage, determination, and perseverance. And as I mentioned before, in Isaiah, Chapter 22, verses 1 through 14, we see something that looks like a regional war involving Iran, Syria, and southern Lebanon. And there's a confederation there that is going to attack and strike the nation of Israel, and Israel is not going to be able to stop it all from happening. And also yesterday, 14 people died in Israel's Friday attack in Beirut, according to the Lebanese health ministry. And they think they've killed a top Hezbollah military figure. So the question is Hezbollah just going to sit around? Or are they going to do something? Well, I think Israel has done enough this past week that it's provoking Hezbollah to decide they are going to do something. I believe that Iran, Hezbollah and Syria are most likely consulting with each other basically right now to determine how and when to launch a major attack against Israel.
Thank you, Dr. Teal. For more interviews with Dr. Teal, in addition to written as well as audio articles, visit our website at BibleNewsProphecy.net. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program.